What's up, guys? Zalakai here from FreshNewTech.com. And today, some of you might have got in on this glitch, some of you might not have, but Amazon.com literally just had a glitch moments ago where they were giving away free Amazon Echoes, Echo Dots. All you had to do was add it to your cart, and for some odd reason, it was listed as a promo for Audible. Audible and being a Prime member. I've seen comments already where people have purchased up to 44 Echo Dots through Amazon and they are already preparing for shipment. That's insane. How are these people getting this? And if they actually do, oh my, talk about the reseller's dream right here. Free product provided by Amazon that they can resell for $20 to $30 each. Heck, and if somebody actually wanted them to keep, that's amazing because boom, there you go. You can add one Echo Dot to every single room in your house and you're set. You'll always have Alexa listening to whenever you want to change the music, change a song, turn the lights on or off. I can't believe Amazon let something like this happen. They normally don't let glitches like this happen, but there's already orders preparing to ship. We'll see what happens. I'm going to try and follow along, see if orders actually go through. I'm curious to see if they just stealth cancel every single order. And then after that, contacting people via email saying, oh, I apologize for the issue, da 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 da. Here's a $10 gift card. So they've done that before many times where they've canceled the item without telling you and giving you a gift card in compensation for the order. So we'll see what happens, keep you guys updated. If those people do get their Echo Dot shipped though, that is gonna be one big score for the people who were able to find out about this glitch. Also, yesterday I received in the mail at Video Mic Pro Plus, the newest microphone from Rode Microphones lineup of on-camera shotgun microphones. They have other ones such as the NTG4 Plus, but those ones cost around $400 to $600 depending on your accessories, gear you buy with it. The Video Mic Pro Plus runs $299 from bnhphoto.com. I purchased this microphone, well I pre-ordered it about, I want to say 3 to 4 weeks ago, almost a month ago. And it finally shipped, it got here in about 3 days. So far this microphone's amazing. 10 times better than the one I was using before. Before I was using the Video Micro, which is a small little, just you attach it to your camera and you're ready to go. It's really good for someone who, I guess you want to say, vlogs a lot and they just leave the microphone on their camera. It's really tiny, portable, but the Video Mic Pro Plus, it's the upgrade to their Video Mic Pro lineup. And it's definitely a gorgeous addition to the family of microphones. It cost about $300, but for the price, you're getting high quality audio. You're able to change the dB. You're able to turn the high pass filter on and off. And the biggest mention is that when you have it attached to your camera, that when you turn your camera on, the microphone turns on. When you turn your camera off, the microphone turns off. No more are the days of hitting the record button to get that amazing shot or starting an interview and getting somebody's questions answered. And then when you're done, you come to realize that, oh my goodness, I have no audio. So those days are no longer with us if you have the Video Mic Pro Plus. A lot of people had problems with that because they just, for some odd reason, would forget to record. And boom, there goes your shot. It's completely wasted. Another problem people had was the battery compartment. It was hard to open. I always had problems with it. It was finicky. And now they fixed it, so it's really easy to use, simple, and you don't have to use 9-volt D batteries anymore. You can use two AA batteries, and you can use any two AA batteries. It even comes with a a lithium ion rechargeable battery that you're able to charge via micro USB. So while the microphone is in use on the camera, You could even have, let's say, a USB power bank next to the camera charging the microphone so that your microphone doesn't die on you. It never dies on you. I'm interested to see how the quality compares to the VideoMic Pro. Is it worth the extra $70 to buy the Plus version? I say just for the automatic power on and off function, a lot of people are going to be willing to buy that Plus version.